Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now. Day two of jury deliberations in the Sean Combs sex trafficking trial.
Standing by our John Limley. John, what's the latest?
A tense moment Monday in New York as a federal jury deliberates charges that could send Sean Diddy Combs to prison for life. Barely an hour into deliberations, the jury foreperson alerted Judge Arun Submaranian that one juror was struggling to follow instructions. In response, the judge sent a note reminding jurors to deliberate carefully and obey the law as he explained it. The 55-year-old Combs has pleaded not guilty to racketeering conspiracy, two counts of sex trafficking involving former girlfriends, and two counts of transporting sex workers across state lines. After 7 weeks of testimony, often graphic and emotional, jurors are now weighing allegations that the Grammy-winning founder of Bad Boy Records used violence, intimidation, and a loyal inner circle to arrange what prosecutors call drug-fueled sex marathons, sometimes referred to as freak-offs. Assistant U.S. Attorney Christy Slovic told jurors Combs believed his power and fame put him above the law, while defense lawyer Mark Agnifilio argued it was about money, pointing out one accuser also filed a civil suit. In all, 34 witnesses testified, including Combs' ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, who accused him of forcing her into sex with paid male partners, and another woman, known only as Jane, who described nights of coerced encounters. Jurors also saw security footage from 2016, showing Combs beating and dragging Cassie in a Los Angeles hotel hallway. Combs declined to testify, and his defense team called no witnesses, focusing instead on questioning the accuser's credibility. While the defense concedes Combs sometimes acted violently, they insist all sexual activity was consensual, and prosecutors are unfairly targeting his private life. The jury, 8 men and 4 women, continues deliberations, aided by video evidence and thousands of text messages and photos from the trial. 5 alternates remain on standby.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
An Idaho judge says the quadruple murder trial of Brian Koberger will move forward this summer, despite defense efforts to delay it. Fourth District Judge Stephen Hippler has ruled that jury selection will begin August 4th, with opening statements likely around August 18th. The 30-year-old Koberger, a former Washington State University criminal justice student, is accused of fatally stabbing 4 University of Idaho students, Ethan Chapin, Zaina Kernodle, Madison Mogan, and Kaylee Gonzalez, inside an off-campus rental home in Moscow, Idaho, November 13, 2022. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. Koberger stood silent at arraignment, prompting a judge to enter a not guilty plea on his behalf. Judge Hippler also rejected a defense request to present theories of 4 alternate perpetrators, saying there is not a scintilla of credible evidence linking them to the killings. The judge wrote that allowing those claims would invite wild speculation and prolong a trial already expected to last 3 months. Defense attorney Ann Taylor argued that publicity surrounding the case threatens Koberger's right to a fair trial and that his team is still gathering evidence. But Hippler noted delays have only fueled further media coverage and public speculation. In New Orleans, authorities have recaptured 1 of 10 inmates who broke out of the Orleans Parish Jail 6 weeks ago. Police say 33-year-old Antoine Massey peacefully surrendered Friday at a home just 2 miles from the jail. Massey had been awaiting trial on charges including rape and kidnapping in St. Tammany Parish. The May 16th jailbreak, one of the largest in U.S. history, involved inmates prying open a faulty cell door, cutting a hole behind a toilet, and scaling a fence. Hours later, staff discovered graffiti pointing to the hole with the words, too easy, LOL. Louisiana State Police say Massey likely had help hiding. A woman described as his on-and-off girlfriend is charged with obstruction and helping him escape. Massey now faces additional charges. Eight escapees have been recaptured. Only convicted murderer Derek Groves remains at large. A $50,000 reward is offered for tips leading to his arrest. A settlement has been reached in the lawsuit over the fatal shooting on the set of the Western film Rust. Three crew members sued producers, including Alec Baldwin, for emotional distress, accusing them of ignoring safety rules. Producers denied wrongdoing. Terms of the settlement weren't disclosed. The case followed the 2021 death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, killed when Baldwin's revolver fired during rehearsal near Santa Fe. A manslaughter charge against Baldwin was later dropped. Meanwhile, armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed served 18 months for bringing live ammunition on the set. Rust finished filming in Montana and was released in May.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.